Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number one rolling along here on a Tuesday, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. Today's show, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
We got primetime players at 11, and I led into the break with a question. And it's one that really is racking my brain because Nate Geary and I had a really good conversation about this on the Overtime Show on Sunday. And it more or less became, who do you fear the most in these? What is the bad matchup for the Bills in the playoffs? Immediately, I turned to Denver. Because Denver has an incredible defense. Yeah, their offense is bleh. I've got Bo Nix throwing a pass right to a linebacker on Sunday night.
Yeah. Like, Bo is really not helping my whole guys. I think Denver might be legit. He is not. He's got such a low ceiling. It feels like he's Mac Jones, but with an offensive coach. Where Jones was stuck with late career Bill Belichick, Nix has Sean Payton and wheels. He can move.
So Denver's still that team for me, more or less, because you've seen the blueprint with Houston and with Atlanta. You get a good defensive performance out there. Even a meh offense can do at least enough when the Bills are banged up. But I still don't even fault the defense necessarily for either of those games. Well, hang on. Atlanta's different. But the second half, that defense really does change itself.
Right. They gave up, what, three?
3 points in that entire game after that. But they hemorrhaged yards and points in that first half and almost had disaster strike upon them on the last play of the first half.
Drake London. Love it.
But Denver's that. Denver's that type of team. Their defense is that type of unit where it is kind of scary. But then outside of that, ready? New England, the Bills needed to still turn the ball over 3 times, and they walked it off with a last-second field goal just so that they can get the win against Buffalo. So there might be high variance between the two teams here. Also, it's very hard to sweep a team. I don't think that that happens, especially when you match up 3 different times.
Right.
The Chargers, the franchise that God forgot? Okay. I'll believe it when I see it because, oh, by the way, Justin Herbert has to have surgery.
Yeah, I know. They're the 5 seed now.
They might be the team
that... Let's check back in 2 weeks.
They might be the team that cedes a spot to Houston at the end of the day.
Guys, Herbert says he's playing, by the way.
That's concerning.
On Monday.
Ready?
They play Monday.
So the Chargers might run themselves into trouble with Herbert playing through injury. I do like their coach, Jim Harbaugh is a very good coach. The Ravens, for example, current leaders in the AFC North, I don't trust John Harbaugh more than I could throw him, let alone his defensive coordinator in Zach Orr. Lamar Jackson is not known to be a playoff performer.
And he's having a bad year.
And he's having a bad year nonetheless. Derrick Henry looks more diminished than usual. Everyone's so worried about Derrick Henry this, Derrick Henry that when it comes to facing off with Bills Ravens matchup. Like, why is that? Why is everyone so scared of Baltimore? I'm not scared of them in the slightest, which would be the year that they strike them down.
Right.
But
I got to say, sorry to butt in here.
No,
this is
a conversation we all should be having.
The Baltimore, pardon me, getting over a cold. The Baltimore thing of not being scared. Derrick Henry, man. I get it. He's down a peg from where he has been. And what's the one game he performed in?
I know.
The Bills rushing defense. And guess what, though? Guess what? The Bills secondary is better. I'll give him that. Mm-hmm. Okay? A lot better. They've really honed it in. The rushing defense is worse. I would say worse. Like, in all seriousness.
You're out with no
you're
Oliver.
You're out at Oliver. You're out Michael Hoyt. Yep. He's not coming back, so you don't have a chance. And Derrick Henry, you couldn't even stop Woody Marks.
But also, ready?
You're like
Sean Tucker.
Yes. Like, but then what did they do?
But what did they do in the playoffs? They adjusted their game plan, and the defense have all the faith in the world in about adjustments and game plan specifics.
I agree.
And in the postseason matchup between these two teams, they sold out.
But I will say,
and I mean sold out on the run.
The defensive adjustments come when you force them to throw the ball, and I don't trust this Bills offense as far as I can throw them to put points on the board and force them to throw the ball.
I do trust the Ravens defense to allow it.
Yeah, I mean, their defense could show up, though.
Their defense
the Bills can't do more than run. I've seen so many people now say, this is the Bills' formula for winning a Super Bowl. Guys, they ran 51 times. What did New England do against the Bills? And we laughed at them couple of years ago. Yeah, the same thing!
Because of the win game,
it's the same thing! I just don't... We are in such a predicament, and I get it. It was a great game plan against Pittsburgh. I don't think that works against any of the play.
Yeah, so oddly enough, I don't even love the game plan against Pittsburgh. What I'm saying is, I don't fear Baltimore more or less because they are who they are and they continue to prove that. The Bills' biggest bugaboo is the 10th seed in the AFC right now.
And that's a team I think they match up really well with.
So
I know they keep losing to them in the playoffs. I would routinely take Kansas City over Baltimore.
Every one
personally.
Of these teams has questions. New England is one that I respect. Denver is one that I respect. Jacksonville is the greatest mystery to me in all of the land.
Yeah.
Their quarterback,
Trevor Lawrence, isn't good. They can't really run the ball. Brian Thomas is having an interesting year, to say the least. I mean, the new
Travis
administration
Hunter's out for the year.
Trades them. But yet they're 8-4. They beat Kansas City. And, not that long ago, it felt like Indianapolis was going to run away with that division.
Now that
is not the case at all. Indy's the 6th seed now, and Jacksonville's the 3.
When Jacksonville loses, they do it in spectacular fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Not much different than Buffalo, where it is incredibly frustrating. How'd you lose that game? Indianapolis is in a free fall, which then leads me to Houston. Houston at the 8th seed. They're one game back from Indianapolis. They have the head-to-head now. They've got a stellar division record, so they can win tiebreakers against Indianapolis. They have tiebreaker over Buffalo. There's a real problem there. And yet, they have a major question about offense. And is C.J. Stroud ever going to find form again? Or are they going to rely on Davis Mills to actually run things through for them?
I thought for a minute there on Sunday, I thought they maybe looked better with Stroud. And as the game goes on, you're just like, no, there's nothing here.
Yeah, there's nothing.
There's nothing really there on offense. But to that point, I look at the Bills kind of the same way. Like, if James Cook doesn't get going, you kind of got to hope and pray that Allen finds his form. You know, they play a depleted defense like Tampa where Shavers is able to go off for a day. Where Shavers hasn't had a target in 2 weeks. You know, since his breakout game, he has not had another target. That's my biggest issue. I agree. I don't really fear anyone in the AFC, to be perfectly honest. It's a bad conference this
year. I have a different respect for different teams, and I will structure them as such.
But for the Bills,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Bills play into that. The Bills have not been impressive really at all this year outside of, you know, fleeting moments. You know, the Carolina win 40-9 has actually turned out to be a pretty darn impressive
win. It looks
like
a really good win now.
You know, Baltimore coming back in the fourth quarter is impressive. Dominating Kansas City, the scoreboard looks close, but Buffalo really handled them that entire game.
They had control of that game until like all the way at the end where Prater misses a field goal and all of a sudden the Chiefs have the football back with a chance to tie.
But ultimately, in equal measure, they have the blowout against Miami, the dismantling against Houston, you know,
the baffling loss to Atlanta.
You know, and so that's the thing is, I don't disagree with looking at the AFC and going, okay, who they can't get through. I mean, look at all of them. I don't disagree. My fear, though, is the Bills play into that. They're not particularly good on the road this year. They're, after last night's result, they're playing on the road this year in the playoffs. We are unless it all of a sudden becomes 5-7, Kansas City's the 7, Bills at the 5, and it's the AFC Championship. They're not playing at home in the playoffs. And look, that it is what it is. They have not handled their business. We mentioned those games for a reason. But yeah, I mean, it is a gettable conference. I just, it's more based off of, I'm not seeing really an identity from the Bills this year that I think is sustainable. It's games like Pittsburgh where we're just going to run the same play and we're going to see what happens. It's games like Tampa where all of a sudden they're able to open it up. There is no consistency that they can find. And that's where I do, and I think about this almost trade a lot with Jalen Waddle, where I agree. I don't think one player makes a Super Bowl roster or makes a Super Bowl team. But if, you know, would adding a guy like a Jalen Waddle or a Brian Thomas Jr. or what have you, would that change enough? Would that offer enough on the Bills offense to take advantage of what is ultimately a bad AFC? I don't think you will get a Kansas City Chiefs team this poor again with a healthy Patrick Mahomes until the end of his career. Likewise with Baltimore, where they are just middling at best, and they're the four right now. That is not stopping them from losing. They continue
there's
to pick
two
up
matches
losses
to Pittsburgh,
and they've got another one with Cincinnati. So there's no stopping them either from picking up these losses. They are playing a part in this as well. I just don't think this keeps going. And hell, Burrow. I mean, yeah, he's had his issues staying healthy. Is he going to miss 3 months again next year?
So when I look at this question, though, at the end of the day, it is not about the Bills themselves. It is survivability within the postseason field. What are the teams that I want to avoid? And I think for me it is Denver, then New England, and then Houston. The good news being, if things continue on the course that they are, you're both wild card teams. And the only way you face each other is a championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville needs to hold off Houston. Indianapolis needs to hold off Houston. Because Houston as a three seed suddenly looks a lot more scary.
I don't even think Houston's all that good because of the offense. But
their defense is otherworldly.
I have no faith in Jacksonville. And Indy is just collapsing it on itself.
But I'm looking at it and I rank it as Denver in terms of likelihood, New England, Houston. Those are my three teams that I kind of want to avoid. New England, the third one, because they're really good at defending the run.
Yeah.
So, 803-0550, the number to call as we get connected with our fans, is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Will. Will, welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. First of all, I want to thank we are truly lucky here in Western New York to have like a really good, knowledgeable, fair sports talk radio station. So I want to thank
you guys for that.
A quick ranking of currently who's in. I would probably start in going 5-1. It would probably be Jacksonville, San Diego, Indy, Baltimore, New England, and then Denver, simply because it would be on the road. That defense is not as scary as Houston's, but definitely top-tier notch. But the team I really honestly in the AFC that I fear most in the playoffs for the Bills are the Bills.
That is,
No one takes bad timing penalties or stupid little mistakes here or there, turnovers, than the Bills. It is a down year for the top-tier teams in the AFC, which is a shame that the Bills can't take advantage of this downtrend. But that's my thoughts on it. Thanks
for the call. Appreciate it. And yeah, like it's to your point too of like the team you fear the most in the AFC playoff field is the Bills. And that is a static throughout all of us. I just more or less wanted to do this exercise for the variation that is not the one that we talk about every single day.
Right.
I do want to look a little bit around the league on the perspective of this because of the fact that we all know the frustration that is the 2025 Buffalo Bills. Every one of us knows it almost intimately at this point.
Yeah, it's going to continue until the year ends. Even if they win a Super Bowl, it'll be one of those where by the end, you'll be like, I'm glad we won. This is amazing. But boy, that was a painful ride.
Oh, no.
It was an exhausting ride.
There is no but at
let's
that
go.
Point. This season is the wooden roller coaster. Believe me when I say that. If they win the Super Bowl, I don't think anyone cares about the back pain that you got from the wooden roller coaster.
No, I do Nobody think a lot cares. Of people are going to lie, though, about how they felt about the Bills.
Yes.
For me, though,
That's fair, but you're lying about it, 1,000%. Right. You're not saying that, oh, man, that season was rough. No, you're saying this is the best thing of all time.
Guys, I always had faith. Buddy, I have all of your text messages from the last few weeks. No, you didn't.
Never a doubt. Are you sure about that?
But I think for me, I still lean into the team I fear probably the most is Baltimore. I think the Bills have escaped against them. And it's the same with the Bills and Kansas City. Eventually, the Bills will beat Kansas City in the playoffs, so they keep playing. I think likewise, Baltimore will eventually not shoot themselves in the foot and get through. They are still a very talented team that likes to make things hard on themselves. After that, I'd probably go teams like Denver. I think that pass rush is amazing. I think they're still on pace for one of the best sack seasons as a team of all time. Guys like Nick Benito. I'm not saying they're a great team. They almost lost to Marcus Mariota at home. That's not good. But it's their defensive players that really shine for them. And then, it's probably Indy with Jonathan Taylor. Just in the sheer fact of I don't really need Daniel Jones to do much because the Bills' run defense has shown.
And
I don't
their defense
need
is
opposing
talented
quarterbacks.
As well.
Yeah, I don't need them to do too much. That's just the teams that are in it. Kansas City is obviously still going to be around there. They're out of it, though, at the current moment, as is Houston. So I don't want to say them necessarily. But like Jacksonville, the Chargers, even the Patriots. I think the Patriots, like you brought it up at home, they had to have 3 turnovers. It was still close. I am curious about how that second matchup is going to go with New England being on the bye. And I think it's going to really change, I think, a lot of people's tunes, too, as well. If that game goes poorly for the Bills, if they drop both to the Patriots, I think a lot of people who maybe think they are a paper tiger, all of a sudden will be like, maybe they're legitimate. Because they did beat Tampa. They did beat Buffalo on the road. And, man, just watching last night, they can lean on teams. And the way May is throwing the ball, their deep passing attack. I mean, the throw and catch to Kyle Williams. There's only so many guys in the NFL that are doing that at that kind of level. And I'll always look at the quarterbacks. And May right now is playing like a top 5, top 10 quarterback. I think it's inarguable at this point. And it's not even his rookie year, so we can't even sit there and go, oh, it's ignorance is bliss. He doesn't even know what he's doing. He's just going out there playing. It's year 2. And he doesn't have world beaters at wide receiver. 803-0550, the number to call. We did mention primetime players coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll keep taking your calls. William, Steve, and anyone else will do that when we come back. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.